Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fallbred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to ExpressRanches.com. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Word coming last night that President Trump signing an executive order under the Defense Production Act ordering processing plants to stay open, pledging federal government help to provide enough safety devices to workers to be able to help them maintain production at least at some level. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that'll help down the road, but right now we still have a lot fewer cattle that have gone through the pipeline, about 27% compared to a year ago on federally inspected slaughter, and he says that adds up to a lot fewer pounds of beef that's available for the retail beef marketplace.
Well, this time I think we're actually going to see some disruptions in the flow of product to the grocery stores. You know, we had shortages in the grocery store really much of the last month or 5 weeks or so. The early stages of that were really just logistical bottlenecks. Now we actually have an actual deficit of product. So for example, on the beef side, in the last 3 weeks, we have produced about 300 million pounds less beef than we did in the same period 1 year ago.
Now, of course, in our feedlots, we've got more cattle that need to be sold that are being bought.
Well, the other side of that, of course, is that we can't process these animals. So people are scrambling to try to get animals processed. We're backing them up. On the beef side, these feedlots are having to hang on to these animals. It's extremely expensive to maintain these animals once they're ready. And so far we've been able to do that, but we're getting farther and farther backlogged, and it's going to take even longer time. And of course, the rest of the pipeline is affected because there's cattle still coming down through the feedlots. Feedlots are staying full. They're not moving cattle out. So we're not placing as many cattle, that's impacting feeder cattle markets.
Even with the presidential executive order declaring meat processors critical infrastructure, it's going to be a little while to get everything back anywhere close to normal production.
I think it's possible, optimistically, that we, in the next week or two, see the worst of the sort of health impacts on the labor force at these plants, and then begin to work our way out of it. It takes a couple weeks, probably after that, to get the things out of it, maybe. If that's true, then it still takes some time to get caught up. Again, on the beef side, we're sufficiently backlogged. If we stay at reduced capacities or significantly reduced capacities for another couple weeks, we're talking several months to catch back up, if you will. And the other thing is that these plants probably don't come back to the same capacity they had before, because we will continue to do things in the plants to try to enhance worker safety.
Now, getting back up the pipeline to our farmers, ranchers, back to the farm and ranch, production decisions, well, going to probably be made based on this incredibly disrupted scenario that's now playing out.
Well, it varies across those species. For cattle, as you said, much of the spring calving is done now. We're into breeding season, or will be here very shortly. We'll probably go ahead and breed these cows with the expectation that by this time next year, we hopefully will be well past much of this anyway. It remains to be seen whether or not producers actually try to liquidate some of their cows. On the hog side, we're very close, if not at, to actually having to depopulate some of these hogs, because we simply can't get them processed. That actually has implications for reducing overall production for the remainder of the year. And the same thing could happen on the poultry side as well.
And Dr. Peel says right now, for cattle producers, it's all about simply trying to stay in business.
I don't think it's a question of making money at this point in time. I think it's a question of trying to survive this, get through it financially. Obviously we're in the middle of something absolutely unprecedented. And so we just, everybody is scrambling to try to find a way to sort of weather this storm rebuild and recoup at some point down the road, probably next year at this point.
And he said it. The word unprecedented, it's come up so often in conversations we've had about this unique time we're living through right now. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Stay safe, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.